Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for our readings this morning. And thank you we can be encouraged again in discipleship, Lord. As Jesus was a disciple and as he made disciples and gave them purpose and direction to stay within the right boundaries, so you also encourage us. And we have been encouraged by your word as the disciples were still operating in the time of the old covenant, as the new hasn't yet come totally. But thank you, Father God, they in your authority, they are moving in the kingdom realities that is coming for all. So thank you for blessing us with this encouragement and understanding. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're reading Matthew 10, verse 21 and 2. Brother will deliver brother over to death, and the father his child, and the children will rise against parents and have them put to death, and you will be hated by all for my name's sake, but the one who endures to the end will be saved.
Hallelujah. We've just seen them, Jesus also instruct his disciples in that they do not worry about what they say, but trust in the Spirit of God, because it's the Spirit of truth that knows the thoughts of God. And then here he tells him about the opposition they're going to have. And you can understand the world has been in darkness now since the fall, thick darkness. And Jesus came and he was the first light that walked here on the earth that showed the life from above, the godly intent God had for man from the very beginning. And it was a problem to the people out there because they had measured themselves by themselves and by what others had to say about themselves. And that's all been under sin. Self-righteousness and unrighteousness is still sin. And Jesus showed righteousness from baby to young man. And now he's the father figure that is exactly the same way as I like that you can see in John 17, where he prays about his disciples. So the first part of the prayer is all about the disciples. But then, I mean, it's also all about the disciples, also all about us, because we also become disciples. We also walk in the footsteps of Jesus. And as he instructed his disciples from calling them like servanthood to friendship, and then I'm going to my God and your God, my Father and your Father, so he's also working with us. And here we can see here as he sends them out and he gives them authority. And that's the boundaries they've got to walk in. He tells him not to go to the Gentiles, just to the Jews, and they stay in those boundaries. And so he's just as he had to walk in tune with his father, they need to walk in tune now with Jesus. And they see the benefits. And so he warns them and that there's going to be opposition because this is total newness. Old things are going to pass away. It's not passed away yet. That's why he tells him that you need to endure to the end. But he's bringing an end to the fall, and he's bringing in the restoration. He's bringing an end to the priesthood, old covenant priesthood, and he's bringing in a priesthood of kings in tune with him in the kingdom and operating in authority given to them, in leading. And so you can see his prayer for them at the climax of the whole understanding is, let them be sanctified in truth, just as I've been sanctified in truth. And as you send me into the world, verse 18, so I send them into the world. And then he speaks here about all these guys were kept. So they are the good examples for us all. But the one had fallen astray, one went astray, and that was Judas. Because Judas was not content with the intentions of God, the plan of God, the will of God. He wanted his own way. He wanted to be the potter, and God needed to be, how could I say? Yeah. He wanted God just to help him in what he wanted, where God's a potter and we the clay, and we need to stay in tune. So that's very much the lesson. The end has not yet come. Later on, you're going to see Jesus is going to die then for them and for all of us. And he's been sanctified so that he can be glorified. Right in the beginning of the John 17 prayer, and that he says he sanctified himself from baby right to where he's at now, and then when he's going to go die on the cross, so we can all come into this new covenant. But he's going back to that rightful place, God of all. Amen. The inheritor of all. All things were made through him and for him. So the thing is, the old priesthood, the old covenant is gone. The way that Jesus walked is the way we need to walk. The way the disciples walk is the way we need to walk. And now they are built on the foundation of the prophets and on Jesus. And we are then being built into this beautiful kingdom as precious stones, just like Jesus, just like the disciples. So be blessed as you just be encouraged to stay within the boundaries and not be like Judas that went outside of the boundaries. He was the only one lost. He paid the price for all mankind to also come home and come into the recipe remains the same. Jesus came to seek and to save that was lost. He's done that, and we need to just stay in tune. Amen.
Amen.